What's good, everyone? Welcome back to Good Influences, your favorite weekly podcast. Episodes every Tuesday at noon Pacific time. Dude, I feel like some people don't know that we post at the same time every single week. I feel like I still see when we first upload, it's like, oh my God, I've been waiting all day. Or like, wow, it's my favorite part of the day.
Maybe people just don't pay attention and they just check throughout the day and they're like, oh, finally.
Yes. So I just want to make it very clear. We post every Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern.
NP.
What time is that in London?
How are you not freezing?
8 10? p.m.
I don't know.
7? I don't know.
We're Americans. We don't know about other
also
countries.
Shout out to the audio listeners still going strong after all these years. We hear you. We see
after
you.
All
we
this
appreciate
time.
You.
We do not You're see valid. Them, but they hear us.
Yeah, that's yes. it. Okay.
You can't see us either.
In spirit.
If it's helpful, if you have some free time, leave us a review. 5 stars. Leave us a nice comment. We love reading your comments. On Instagram, follow us on Instagram. Shoot us an email if you want to chat with us. Just getting all the fun stuff out of the way.
Yeah.
Why did you look at me?
Because like we love reading the comments.
Oh yeah.
I need to be very vulnerable and brave right now.
Let's hear it. Okay, Brene Brown.
Carly's being very vulnerable this week. Don't laugh at her.
Yes, please don't laugh at my vulnerability.
This is a safe space.
Very
Carly.
Serious. Right,
let's hear it, lady.
Mike, this is actually like you're gonna feel bad.
Oh. Wait, is it not? Oh, I thought you were gonna tell us about. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, I left my phone.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I don't have my phone for this whole time. We're here for hours. And I honestly am more bummed because I had a lot of information for our next episode on it.
Well, the good news is I got a bigger phone.
You got a bigger one
to really make people mad.
What is that? An iPad mini?
Yeah.
A little baby.
They're so cute.
That is pretty sick.
Because I thought it would be easier.
It's an iPod Touch. Like Max.
Yeah.
iPod Pro Max.
No, I think it's like two of my cell phones.
That's pretty sick.
Yeah. It's great. And so I got it for our podcast and this podcast because I do a lot of the like grabbing all of the little stories and stuff. And it's so difficult to read it on my phone.
Yeah.
And on mine and Carly's podcast, I've just been sitting with a laptop on my lap.
Oh,
so it's like, this seems nice. And then maybe people will take me more professionally because I get really upset when I just have a phone and
matching
fact check.
There you go. Sweatpants, sweatsuit combination.
Yeah, I'm also wearing this for both episodes.
Okay.
I've been sick all week, so I'm
well,
not
you,
here.
Oh, dear. You ate a snail.
Yeah. You know how we were talking about the snails?
Oh, heard about this yesterday, last night? Who told me? Because
oh,
I didn't
you.
See
I
you guys.
It.
Oh, yes.
Telling people my personal business?
How dare you.
Sorry for violating HIPAA. Oh,
what did you say?
Did you try escargot or did you eat a snail
off the sidewalk?
Yeah,
like, yeah, I picked it up off the street. No, I was eating escargot, but it was in like a little
shell?
Like bun thing.
Oh.
Like it was cooked into the food.
At a gas station or?
No, at Minetta. At
a Wawa? At a Wawa?
At a very nice restaurant, thank you. And I have been violently ill ever since.
I'm
and
so
I think
sorry.
That, yeah, it's a shellfish for sure.
What? Yeah.
And the weird thing is, we did bring this up on the podcast and then it fucking happened.
Yep.
We
so
are the manifestation
just another
podcast.
Thing.
It came
just
true.
Another thing. I made a TikTok about it.
Sorry, I didn't mean to invalidate your cell
phone. It's fine.
Loss.
It's fine.
Do you want to tell the people what happened?
I don't know what happened.
You just left it in your car.
It must be in my car, aka my car's still unlocked.
If only there was a way we could know.
Yeah.
But aren't you like happy that you were so in tune on the ride over with Erin that you didn't
once check
your phone?
I was doing manual labor on
she
the way
was
here.
Doing
I,
my
was
nails.
At, I was putting her nails on. So I was actually
she
doing
glue
work.
These ones on.
Glue them on? What are they, like Lee press-on nails? Or?
No, they're actually Gel-X, but these two fell off and I simply just don't have the time to get them done.
So she was brave enough to do
you don't have the
with.
Time to get them done, so you do it on your commute to Good Influences?
No,
she had the nail glue.
No, she doesn't have time to go in and like get them all redone.
How much? So how much the glue and the nails on
there's usually
DIY?
No glue involved normally.
Okay.
These are just like I regular.
I know. How much so is funny. That?
How much is the glue?
Like how much is your set when you go get your nails
so
done?
So expensive being a woman.
I don't
so
really expensive. Know because I normally get my pedicure and my manicure. I get a gel pedicure.
Okay.
You know what that means?
Whatever that means.
Gel. Okay, gel.
Gel and acrylics.
Gel.
Different.
Gel and regular manicure. Regular manicure is just like regular polish. Gel is the one you like cook in a light and then it like will not peel for 2 weeks. And it's great.
Oh, great.
And I can normally go like a month with both.
Yeah.
My toes can go longer, but I just like getting a pedicure for fun.
The massage.
And normally together, I think they're both like 110.
Ooh, which how is often do like, you have to do that?
I do it like every month.
$110.
Yeah.
I do like a nice pedicure.
Spa.
Yeah.
Where you go
you
in
hate
and
my feet right now. Oh, well, I see what you mean.
Where you just go into the place and they like put your feet in the warm water and then
they massage.
Yeah, they massage. Yeah, they cut all this dead skin off.
Crevices.
That's really the only reason I get pedicures is for the massage. I can do my own toenails, like,
and
no problem.
Seats are
But I'm ticklish on my feet. I'm always worried I'm gonna be like boom. Yeah.
Laugh because I'm like my feet like curl when do the little thing.
Yeah.
And they laugh at my tattoos on my feet.
Oh yeah.
Here's my question. Are you the asshole? Part two, everybody.
Boom! Coming back.
Yeah, we didn't get around to a lot of them last time. So
some confusion.
Yeah, so I feel like we can...
And there was good chats. We were having, we were vibing.
So many good chats.
I do hope that the Taylor Swift ADA tickets girl saw the responses.
Yes. Oh,
what
my God.
What is Taylor Swift ADA?
There was a girl who bought tickets to like the... The
yes,
and I hope I
American Disabilities Act.
Yes,
that was the comment section ADA, and then Mike and Aaron.
Oh
suck.
Yeah, people didn't like us.
And Carly
last week.
Is so cute.
I like that. There's at least one monochrome person per episode. It seems like it's now a default requirement for the show.
Yeah, I can do next week.
Wardrobe. Yeah, I can.
Oh me, I'm the monochrome. I was like,
who? but we have so many more submissions from you guys that we didn't get to last week. So.
Many. All of you assholes out there.
All assholes.
Potential assholes.
Our crazy listeners.
It's also fun because like I did all of these a couple weeks ago and now I don't remember them. So it'll be like
perfect.
Reading fresh.
Perfect.
So these are submitted by you guys. So it's real people. We can also get updates. And hopefully if you were a submitter, this is helpful.
Okay. When I was 10 years old, my aunt came to visit my family from the Dominican Republic.
I'm just visualizing.
He's weird.
Oh, okay.
He's
really
I'm going to like close my eyes because like, I'll start.
It's hard to like,
He's like, wake me up when it's over.
Well, I saw your hands doing this, so I thought you needed one to say something else.
Setting the scene.
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. When she got to the U.S., we threw her a welcome party. At that welcome party, she slapped three of my family members.
What?
Sorry, I didn't remember this. Didn't see that coming. And not just a slap, a bitch slap. And after slapping them, told them they deserved it, all for different reasons. Example, one person got slapped because they got caught stealing at the mall. Stupid reasons like that. Well, she's holding them accountable. Anyway, this is where I come in. One day, me, my dad, my mom, and my crazy aunt went to the mall. I hadn't eaten yet that day, so I asked my mom for McDonald's. She agreed and told me to wait after shopping at a few more stores. I want to preface that I was a chubby 10-year-old. Anyway, when we were in a fitting room, me, mom, crazy aunt, asked my mom again about McDonald's. My aunt went crazy. She shook me and said, in all caps, you shouldn't be asking for McDonald's. You're too fat to eat that. Then bitch slapped me. I started bawling my eyes out and crying and screaming for my dad. My dad was the only person she was actually scared of. I wouldn't stop crying and screaming, so she sat me down, got on her knees, begged me not to tell my dad, took my sock off.
And what? Took?
Just one?
Put it in her mouth?
And sucked my big toe.
In the mall?
Why she...
Next to the zoomies?
Like, in the mall?
Why she sucked my toe? I have no idea.
Because she's a freak.
I assume that was her way of apologizing. Later that night, I heard her on the phone laughing with someone, I assume a family member, and she says, I know who to slap and who not to, while chuckling. Anyway, after that moment, I never spoke another word again to her. I am now 27. My crazy aunt is coming back to town. I haven't seen her since, and my dad wants me to forgive her and act like nothing happened. But I won't. She scarred me for life. She scarred me for life and gave me body dysmorphia. Plus, I hate when people touch my feet because of her. Am I the asshole?
She assaulted her.
No, yeah, like, that's kind of quiet on
like
set,
assaulted.
Episode two.
Okay.
Adios, Tia.
Oh, God.
That's crazy.
I wonder, sorry if we're talking about getting pedicures earlier. That's,
I'm sorry.
Didn't know that was going to be a story coming up.
She is not the asshole. All respect to her boundaries.
Oh, yeah.
But I would like some tea to follow up. Just put a camera in your little pocket of your shirt. Be like, do you remember that time you slapped me and sucked my toe?
Yeah, like call in Chris Harrison.
Yeah, I want to see... Has she changed at all? Does she remember? Does she regret it?
Is she still slapping people in 2024? Like, is she getting away with it?
Uh-huh.
That's not okay.
Yeah.
If anyone sucked my toe, I would be like,
is that a Dominican Republic thing? Like, you need to apologize to someone?
I don't think so. I'm really sorry if I'm offending anyone, but I don't think it is.
I don't think that's a cultural thing.
She took her sock off and sucked her toe.
She was only 10.
Also, just slapping a kid across the face for asking for McDonald's is insane.
Why? And why are the parents inviting her back? She slapped three people at the party.
And sucked their child's big toe.
Yeah.
Well, did she tell her parents that?
I don't know. She didn't really make it clear, but her dad said to forgive her, but I'm not sure what she disclosed to him. Like, she could just be like,
I think you need to tell your whole family, this woman is crazy. She slapped everybody when I was a little kid. She slapped me when I was a little kid, sucked my toes. She's a fucking psychopath. I will not be in the same room as her. Stand your ground.
Tell people. Tell people about it.
Yeah.
And you're still like suffering from trauma.
Yeah. Maybe try some therapy. Could help to work through some of that if you can.
100%.
Because that sounds really traumatic and not good and not cool. If your Tia wants to come on the podcast, we'll give her a good talking to.
Yeah, I would actually just love to hear her point of view.
What?
Me too. There's both sides to every story.
No, I just want to be like, what is going on?
She
Why do you hate McDonald's?
And set up a cam for like the next party if she thinks like she's going to slap people again. Yeah. I don't know.
Catch her.
She comes, sucks all her big toes.
Yeah, no.
They go get a petty. Sorry.
No, that's pretty traumatic. Crazy. And you're not an asshole by any means for not wanting to be near a family member that assaulted you when you were a child.
That's fucking weird.
That's like the most not an asshole thing you could ever say. Like, you are so normal for feeling that way.
Yeah.
Agreed. It's so frustrating, the stuff that happens to you when like you're 10. And as you get older, you don't realize how weird it is until you get older.
Yeah, that's true. You're
like, what the hell was that? I remember that clear as day. And she probably didn't tell anybody for the longest time.
Yeah. There's a lot of shame too with stuff like that when you're a kid, especially. Yeah. I mean, any age, but.
Because you think, like, oh, her sucking the toe is like the form of punishment is better than her telling like your parents.
Right. She said that the sucking the toe was her form of an apology, which is even more bizarre.
Maybe, I mean, what probably happened is some way
maybe
more
just on the loose
fucked up shit happened to Tia when she was a kid.
Yeah.
Like growing up in the 60s or whatever, she probably had some weird happening.
I'd make a TikTok, be like, if you see this lady, she will suck your big toe. Like, be careful of this lady.
Yeah. Maybe green just screen. Start like putting like a weird flavor thing on your toe.
Pour some Tabasco sauce on your toes before.
Get
but
back
then she's
at
like,
her.
Ooh, it tastes good.
Be like, auntie, you want to or like suckle?
Poison. Oh, well, don't commit murder.
Okay.
Well, she didn't consent to her sucking
her toe. If she did it twice,
toe,
I feel like it's warranted.
I don't know if murder sanctioned.
She had it coming. Pop.
She had it coming.
Pop, six, suck, toe. Cicerole, lip shit.
Next year on Broadway.
Nancy Pelosi.
Okay.
She said something like that, right?
Oh,
tic-tac-toe.
I was doing a reference to Chicago.
I know. It just reminded me of it.
The Broadway show?
Yeah. Because when she goes, she had it.
Pop, six, swish. Aha. Cicerole, lip shit.
He had it coming.
Ha, ha, ha.
He had it coming.
I've never seen Chicago.
Me what? Neither.
How do you know the songs
the
to a
movie?
Musical you've never seen?
Because Aaron used to sing it all the time.
Because I'm into theater.
Wait, the movie?
No, with Catherine Zeta-Jones and Renee Zellweger. Haven't sat around and watched it.
Oh, you got to watch it.
Yeah.
It's like
I've seen the scene.
John C. Reilly? It's iconic.
John
I really want to see
it. John C. Reilly's in Chicago?
He is.
Wow.
Do you guys see this Jerry Seinfeld movie that's coming out?
Get out of here. Who's playing Jerry?
It's called Unfrosted, and it's the story of Pop-Tarts in the 1960s, how they got made.
No way.
And Bill Burr's playing John F. Kennedy. They got Jim Gaffigan, and like Seinfeld is like the executive who in the 60s is like, we got to make the Pop-Tart. I'm so excited.
Cool. Yeah. Is that like coming out in theaters?
Netflix May 3rd, I think.
Great.
Oh, cool.
Slay, Nettie.
That'll be
sorry,
a good
I saw it this morning. I just got so excited.
No, yeah,
that's
fun.
Somebody.
Okay. About a year ago, a random person from high school DM'd me a Reddit post about a man looking for a fun, slutty, hot people. The page includes nudes, a general location, and specific details on what they wanted sexually. What threw me off was the man promoting himself was one of my best friend's boyfriend. Let's call my friend Mary and the man Robert. Mary and Robert had been dating for years at this point. On this page, it had the general location where Mary and Robert lived. Pictures included their apartment in the background. And he was looking for fun on nights I know Mary wasn't home. Well, I am in shock and obviously need to tell Mary. This is a lot of info, so I have to include our mutual friend, Valerie. Valerie is also in shock and agrees I need to tell Mary. I get up the courage, call her up and explain, and even send her the link. When she goes to click on the link, the page is gone. Prior to our phone call, at this point, Mary and Robert moved, so I had no choice but to do it over the phone. We changed to Roberto. Mary told Roberto that I was calling to talk to her.
His real name is probably Roberto. And she's like, I know a good fake name, Robert. And then she just forgot.
Like up here, it was Robert. Then it changed to Roberto. And I was like, oh, spelling error.
Roberto's but listening now to this like, still Roberto. That's me.
Mary told Roberto that I was calling to talk to her about something private and needed her to be alone when I told her, essentially giving him a heads up. Luckily, I have screenshots of the page. I send them. Mary's obviously in shock, but goes straight to denial. She hangs up to confront Roberto. He lies, of course, and she believes him. I later get a follow-up phone call from Mary, and it wasn't to thank me. She accused me of being a jealous friend who she couldn't believe I would actually believe he would do something like that. I explained my intentions were good and I was concerned for her. She completely blamed me and didn't speak to me for months. Her wedding is coming up, so she wanted to clear the air, so finally talked with me. She forgave me and informed me she would still love if I attended their wedding. Am I the asshole for not wanting to go? Am I the asshole in general? Should I have kept that info to myself? I still feel conflicted about it.
No screenshots?
Right.
Take the damn screenshots. Right.
Sometimes when you're seeing
something. No, she did say screenshots.
The post was deleted, but she had a screenshot, yes, though, of all of it.
She sent it to her.
Well, then she's just dumb.
I mean, if you see the apartment and the pictures in your apartment are like in the photo, that's undeniable proof.
And there's a picture of the guy.
Probably, yeah.
A random person from her middle school saw this and knew that she was friends with them and reached out and told her about it.
That's what it sounds like,
I guess because he just could figure it out that it was this person.
No, I don't think you're an asshole for like just
not wanting to go to the wedding.
Oh, and even just sharing this with, I don't know. People always want to kill the messenger, which I do think is like just a human instinct thing, but it's just not right.
I'm surprised Roberto's cool with like inviting her when she was like
he's just looking for a good time with some sluts.
Right. Before he seals the deal.
He's looking to suck some toes.
Yeah.
Roberto.
Yeah. I don't think
I'm telling you. She was like, I know a good pseudonym, Robert. We'll be right back after a quick word from today's sponsor, Stamps.com. When you're making decisions for your company, you're always looking for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing and shipping to do, Stamps.com is the obvious choice for a reason. It streamlines your processes and makes your business more efficient, freeing you up to focus on the bigger decisions.
The Stamps.com mobile app is like having a post office in your pocket wherever you are. All you need is a computer and a printer, and they even send you a free scale. You can easily schedule pickups through your Stamps.com dashboard, and you automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers.
You can mail checks, invoices, legal documents, books, and everything you need to keep your business running. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart if you sell online. You can access USPS and UPS mail services you need to run your business right from your computer or phone at any time, day or night, no traffic, no waiting.
And what I love are the crazy discounts that are on Stamps.com. You can get rates that you cannot find anywhere else, like up to 89% off of USPS and UPS. You can order shipping and mailing supplies, labels, and even printers from the supply store when you run low. So make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with promo code GIPOD for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage, and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to stamps.com, click the microphone at the top of the page, and enter code GIPOD.
And now back to the episode. Roberto. No one will put it together.
It's actually really sad that, like, you have to be in such denial to see proof like that and be like, no.
I know.
Like, that's sad. It's either that or she just already knows he's, like, up to no good and is like, whatever.
And to then kind of cut you off.
Yeah.
That's sad.
I mean, props to her boundaries. If she doesn't want to go to the wedding, she doesn't have to go to the wedding.
Yeah, but But get the free
you
food.
You could, I don't know. You
go
could
and object
still...
and then print out the screenshots and hold them up when they're
do
at the
Do not do
altar.
That. Then you'll be the asshole. Do not do that.
No, obviously don't do that, but that would be funny.
That would be hilarious. No, do it. No.
But I don't know. Go, I say go to the wedding though. Just
Why?
Go look them in the eye and just be like, mm.
Just be looking
But
at
then she's like spending her money, her time, her energy on like a loser.
Facts. Actually, yeah, go save your money. Don't go to the wedding.
Unless go like buy town. Yourself a nice bag.
Yeah, I just like a wedding. Like, I know. I don't care really? About the drama. Get me on that dance floor and I just want to rock out to some
Let me go to the bar, order a couple Jack and Cokes.
Yeah.
Have some, what do they call it? The shit that they cut?
The cake?
No, they always have some meat that they're always cutting.
Like beef or
yeah, huh? Okay, it's got some name. Roast
prime,
beef.
Roast
or,
beef.
Yeah,
from
one of those
prime
things.
Rib or yeah,
one of them. No, it's at every wedding. There's always some chef with like the knife cutting some.
No, I know. I'm saying it's funny because like for us it's normal.
Not me.
Huh?
I don't go to weddings where they're doing that.
Yeah, they're under like a big heat lamp. Yeah. There's a
oh,
guy with like
your
a chef
wedding.
Hat. Did they?
Yeah.
There's always just some guy cutting meat. That's like when I think about weddings. That's what I think
That's
about.
That's true. There's always some guy cutting meat.
Okay, sorry.
Damn. No, you're not the asshole.
No.
Although it would be, no.
She's just, that's so sad that girl is like crazy in denial about it.
Yeah,
like,
denial
what if she,
is.
What if she went to him with the photos instead of her to see what he would have to say?
Oh, blackmail.
No, not blackmail, but just be like, hey, I saw this. Like, what is this?
Ugh, it's so annoying that the girl gave her boyfriend a heads up.
I know.
Just to privately speak with me tonight.
Well, good luck.
Also, how dumb is this fucking guy to like post pictures with like incriminating stuff in the background?
I know.
Like, if you're going to be shitty, like, at least like be that, good at it.
Yeah, be good at it. Like,
yeah.
Take it somewhere. Do a green screen. I don't know. Take it somewhere that no one can tell.
And I feel like
no jewelry
like
that
boomers are always getting caught doing shit like this too, like on Facebook like there's the whole website Ashley Madison. Like,
yeah.
Let me sign up for a website. That can't come back to hurt me. Like,
yeah.
Let me put my first and last name on a database for people who cheat on their spouses.
No, that's still in business, right? Ashley Madison?
I think
I was at the horse race. The guy next to me in the urinal was like sitting there with his phone
Go off,
on Ashley
please.
Madison. I was like, what the fuck?
Get your bread.
Who? Ashley Madison?
Ashley and Madison. And every other female. Empowering women.
Happy Women's Month.
Okay.
Is it Women's Month?
Yeah.
Happy Women's Month.
Is it?
Not for them, but for us, yeah.
Wait, it's March is National Women's
International Women's Month.
How many times do we have to do this?
He's a man, he'll never remember.
I mean, I feel like it's International Women's Day, National Women's Month, Women's History Month. Like,
and what?
You're welcome.
It's enough already.
And Hanukkah, you know?
No, y'all got the most holidays.
Jews?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Anyways.
Okay. Am I the asshole for not refunding a girl on a bachelorette trip?
Already love it.
Harry.
Bachelorette parties.
I was maid of honor and planned a pretty low-key, inexpensive bachelorette trip for the bride and her friends. We were driving to the mountains in our home state and just doing a cozy cabin vibe. I planned everything back in late October/November, and the trip was in late January. I asked everyone to send their portion of the Airbnb, $150 each for the full stay, 15 girls total. And other deposits like snow tubing activity was $38 each due by the end of December. We also were having a private chef coming to the house, but I was asking for that payment after the trip. Everyone was all in and paid for tubing in the house, and it was split perfectly. All of a sudden, the day I'm leaving for the Airbnb to set up, everyone was coming the next day. One of the girls told me she's sorry she wasn't going to be able to make it and something came up for work. She had months to take PTO, complete said project, or do other things to make it. She also committed early on and was still agreeable weeks prior when I double-checked everyone was still in. During the trip, she's texting me asking for her money back for the house and the tubing. I didn't answer all weekend because I didn't have the energy, but responded when I got home. I told her I wasn't going to refund her because she had plenty of time to bail out, etc., and she chose the day of. She then proceeded to say it was unfair and shitty of me not to refund her just because she couldn't go, and she believes she shouldn't have to pay for something she didn't attend. I compared it to real-life stuff like missing a flight or missing a concert, how you don't just get refunded, and there are such things as non-refundable deposits. After I told her no and explained it's not fair for me to pay for her portion / not fair to charge the other girls more, she said, I would never expect the other girls to cover my stay. So she's indirectly saying she wanted me to eat the cost.
Oh, bitch.
Oh,
Am I the asshole for not refunding her, or is this normal?
Absolutely not.
Key piece of this is I want to know what the Bachelorette thinks about it, because this is the maid of honor, right?
Yeah. The one who planned that, she planned the trip.
Well, also that last little tidbit where she's like, well, yeah, you're the one who planned it, so you need to refund me. That's like, I think kind of speaks to her whole character, that this woman is just entitled and doesn't understand consequences. You can't bail the day of.
Yeah.
Even if things were refundable, like that's now extra work that the woman who planned this needs to do and like is not being compensated for. Abso-fucking-lutely
not. Yeah, I was on a bachelor trip and one of my good friends, he was the groom, one of his buddies, they just did not show up. Like,
oh my God. And
he was so last minute thinking he was going to do it. He still had to pay his portion.
Yeah.
Yeah. On a trip like that, when things are in a group setting and like, yeah, you're like, maybe they could have gotten a different house if they knew she wasn't going to join, or they would have gotten a different dinner reservation. That would have been like, no, especially the day of. No. Maybe if you were like 2 weeks out, you're like, hey, I'm sorry, I'm not going to be able to make it. And enough time is like ahead. Sure. But
I also would have like told all the other girls at the bachelorette party, like, get this bitch.
No.
Like, Brittany is thinking that I have to pay it. What do y'all think? And they'd be like, no, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it. And be like, all the girls here party, agreed. Because I wouldn't want to like take away from the bride. But
it's good gossip. I mean, if it became the whole focus, don't take up over an
also,
hour talking about it.
Can I just ask, it was $150 plus the, other money?
Plus $38.
Or? So can I just do some quick math here?
So like $190.
Well, what was the house? Wait, what?
So wait, it was $150 plus $38.
That's a cheap bachelorette.
Mm-hmm.
So $150 plus $38 is $188. So each person paid $188. So if she wanted to get a refund, that's dividing it by the remaining 14 people. She's really asking for $13.40 from every person.
Yeah, but it's the principal.
That's where I'm. It's like, I would, for the sake of just not having to deal with this argument, be like, fuck it, I'll just pay for it. And I don't know, other people's obviously financial circumstances, like $13.
Could be a lot.
Could be, yeah. That's like, and you save up and you don't want to refund that. So like, I see both sides of it, but I think the way that she acted, like entitled and not compromising and like, no, absolutely
not. Providing
not.
A solution to, if you realize that you have to bail out last minute for something, like, I don't know, provide a solution. Think of what the consequences of how you're going to be able to cover.
Like, if you
bought
a ticket to Disneyland with four people and the morning of you're like, sorry, I can't go. Disney's not just, I mean, maybe Disney has a refund policy, but like, it's not. Yeah, you just, you missed it. Sorry.
I had to cancel on a friend. I was thought I was going to go to Dallas to go see, or Austin to go see a concert. And I realized I just can't do it. Even though we had bought the tickets, I told my friend way in advance, I can't go. Try to resell the tickets, even if they go at a lower value.
Yeah, get some money back.
I will cover the difference of what it is. And I text all of that in the text initially. So you're providing a solution to you bailing out. But indirectly just being like, can't come.
Yeah, don't make it other people's problems, especially the day of, and then demanding it. Like, there's just so many things that this other girl did wrong. Texting while you're on The Bachelorette. Like,
rude.
Yeah, rude. Let them have their fun. Don't nickel and dime for $13 from every person.
I thought you were busy working.
Yeah, right.
Working on these numbers.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, I think if it were me, it's like I would never expect to get a refund. If I had to cancel last minute, I'd be like, well,
I actually did this exact thing.
What did you do?
Oh.
You were the bitchy girl?
I was like, yes, I'm coming on this bachelorette trip, but it was planned like far in advance. And then the time it came up, I was like, I'm not going to be able to make this work.
Yeah.
Because it was in Canada. And like, schedule is crazy. And I was like, I just like don't think I'm going to be able to go there.
Were you a bridesmaid?
No, she didn't have any.
Oh, okay.
But so I paid for like the portion of the house because I was like, I'm not going to do that to people. And then I even put like a little extra money to be like, buy like a nice bottle of champagne. Like, I'm so sorry, I can't make it.
That's nice. That's the way to do it. When Matt and I went to Palm Springs for Ella's birthday, they got a house, three nights. We drove home one of the nights when everyone else stayed over. But we're not like, hey, can you refund us for the night we didn't sleep in the house?
Oh, like these are decisions you make.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. You have to just, when you're in a group setting, you do what the group is doing.
I do think like if the circumstances were like a crazy family emergency or like a pet emergency or like something awful happened, like I could understand like more so like, oh, well, now I need this money to like help my pet or whatever.
Yeah. Right.
Like I think people would be more understanding.
Circumstantial. But this is like.
The expectation of also like, no, don't ask all the other girls. Why don't you just refund me my $150 out of you? Like,
no, that's
what?
Crazy.
No. Show her this segment of the podcast, please.
That's entitlement.
Let's hear her perspective, because imagine it's just completely different. She's like, I gave her plenty of time, heads up, I even offered.
We need to set up like three-way phone call conversations where we like loop them in. Like hey, more good influences.
Come on in, Kayla.
Wait, have you seen those? It's like a radio station that calls and pretends that they're sending flowers.
Yes, yes.
Oh, I love
can you tell?
That.
I don't know what this is.
Okay, so this woman will call. They'll have like a female on who suspects that she's getting cheated on by her partner. And then they then have her on a three-way call secretly with the guy. And the woman is calling pretending to be this new flower shop.
The radio station is pretending.
Okay.
And they're like, hey, like, we're just going to do a quick survey. And we're like sending out free flowers. Like, wanted to see if you wanted to send them to anybody. And literally the questions are like, have you ever heard of this business before? And like, will you be shopping here in the future? And then she's like, okay, blah, blah, blah. Now I just need to know like the name of the person you want to send them to. And you can do like a little voice memo that we send. And then like all of the guys send it to like to other
to
women.
To a different woman?
Yes. And then their current partner is on the phone with them. And then a guy chimes in.
It's crazy.
And is like, hey, I just wanted to chime in and let you know, like, your significant other is on the phone right now. And, like, they always stay on the line. And then they, like, talk. And I'm like, I would hang up immediately.
So that's why some of them, I think, are, like, kind of staged. Because even if I got a phone call saying I could send free flowers to my wife, I'm instantly like, it's a scam.
Like, you're
I don't even
smart.
Is it in
these
America?
People are,
I feel
like
it sounds like an Australian.
Guys.
No, it's America.
It's America?
Yeah.
They I feel like I see a lot of Australian radio pranks, you know?
Yeah, they're like, hey, we got a bunch of roses here.
Yeah.
Who'd you like it to send it to?
No, I love it. I love
it. Alicia?
Them.
Okay. And what's it? And then Alicia. Katie gets on the line.
I also have such a weird one-sided history with that host.
Oh.
That calls. Her name is Shannon. I've told you this, but like it's you probably forgot because it's like
the girl with dark hair.
Yes. Okay. So I was obsessed with this band called Reliant K.
Oh yeah.
And it's Reliant K.
Sadie
Reliant
Hawkins
K.
Dance.
Yes. I always thought it was Reliant K.
It's Reliant
K. It's okay. He's not a Christian.
Yeah, it's a Christian band. You
oh wait,
get
is it?
It? Yeah. Reliant.
Reliant.
But it's an E, not an A.
R E L I E N T.
It's Reliant, not Reliant.
Reliant K.
Is it?
It's Reliant K. Yes, I've heard them like say it. I've seen them at concert many times.
Okay.
What's Reliant mean?
I don't know. I don't know what any of it means. What's Reliant?
I think it's probably the biblical
like I'm
spelling.
You're reliant on something.
I don't think that's how you spell that. Okay, sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
I don't know.
Oh my God. Now I want to go on a deep dive.
This is when I got my iPad.
Wait, so let's hear it.
Okay, so I was obsessed with the singer. His name is Matt Thiessen, right? He was very cute, like whatever. I knew he was engaged, but then I knew their engagement got broken off. And I was so curious at the time. This was like, I was probably a freshman in high school or something. So I Googled her name because I knew her name was Shannon something. And so I was like, Shannon, blah, blah, blah. I saw she was a host of a radio show, a morning show. And so I was like, oh my God, I'm going to go back to the date that I think, or I don't know. I found like some title of one of the episodes. I found like old episodes and the title was like supposed to be her wedding day or something. So I listened to it and she never alluded to who the guy was, but obviously I knew it was Matt Thiessen, but he had cheated on her. And she was basically saying like today was supposed to be my wedding day. And like it changed everything for me. Cause I was like, how could he do this to her? Like she's an amazing woman. It's just funny. Cause then Aaron sent me one of those like flower ones. I was like, wait, that's the girl. Like she's still on the radio.
Whoa.
Yeah, it was very crazy. I'm
and
crazy.
So these guys stay on the line after to just be, what do they say? Like, just hey, chat. Sorry, I thought it was, I'm sending it to my
I think
coworker.
It's mostly like excuses or like, well, I don't know. I just, like one of them was like a trainer, right?
She's just going through a hard time and I thought it'd be nice
like,
to send her
I just
her
wanted
flowers.
To say thank you for
oh,
like,
their excuses
training.
Are so dumb. Yeah. Okay, it says Reliant K is named after a car called the Plymouth Reliant K car.
How's it spelled?
With an A.
Okay.
With the spelling intentionally altered to avoid trademark infringement.
Okay, so they want it to be Reliant.
Over the Reliant name. See, could you guys imagine if I didn't have this iPad?
Yeah, you'd just be using your
All
phone.
All you do is yell at me. And here I am.
Oh, man.
That's actually Come so interesting. I never thought about that.
Yeah, that's Reliant. So I never
I've literally never thought about it once.
Reliant K this whole time.
Reliant.
They were always on like MTV2 and like they were pretty popular.
Yeah. Brilliant.
I'm begging you. I'm begging you to be my escape.
God, that's... Oh, I was going to say, the phone scams that people get themselves into, though, did you read that article about the woman who, like, put $50,000 into a duffel bag and handed it to someone?
What?
Oh, this is, like, a huge news story. I'll try and tell it quickly. But basically, this woman's, like, a financial columnist for a major magazine.
Yes, I know about this.
Okay. Yeah. So she's, like, the financial reporter for a magazine. She gets a phone call.
For, like, Bloomberg.
Yeah. It's, like, a real, like, prestigious, like, national news organization. I can't remember what it is. We can put it in the description or whatever. But she gets a phone call.
I can look it up on my iPad.
people can figure it out.
Basically, she gets a call, and the call is, like, hey... we're the CIA and your bank account's been used in criminal activity and your assets are all going to be seized. And she's like, what the fuck? And she's like, yep, your account is like going to be seized. You're going to need to go to court. All the $500,000 in your bank account, it's going to be frozen and it's going to be inaccessible to you. And she's like, yeah, okay. Yeah, right. You're scamming me. And they're like, no, look up the number we called you from. Google it. So she Googles the phone number, and it was like the CIA headquarters. They had spoofed the number that they called her from.
I'm so sorry, but like the CIA is not calling people.
Well, no,
like
they're showing so good up at the your social door. Engineering.
No, of course,
like,
I understand
they,
that.
They
but
knew
like
her last four of her social. They knew her address. They said your husband was working here, blah, blah, blah. And they kept her on the phone for like 4 to 5 hours, passing her from like,
Jesus.
They're like, all right, we're gonna send you now to our like fraud department. And they transfer to someone in the fraud department. And she's just like for hours and hours, and they don't let her hang up. And what they essentially tell her to do is like, all of the money in your bank account is going to be seized. So you need to go to the bank, and you cannot tell the bank tellers why you're taking this money out, because the bank tellers could be in on it and used against you in a court of law. And like, we're just trying to protect you.
Could be in on it.
So like, she goes to the bank, takes out $50,000 in cash from her account, puts it in a bag, and is like, okay, we're going to have one of our like agents meet you in a parking lot. She goes to the parking lot, hands the bag to an agent, guy drives off, hangs up, and she just like snaps back into reality. He's like, what the fuck did I just do?
And then she goes on the news to say this story. I just couldn't believe she's the financial advisor.
I know.
You, out of all people, should be a little financially literate
yes.
and understand what scams are.
Yeah, no. But they're so good.
I think I like commented on that. Was like, this lady's an idiot. Like, I'm sorry. If it was a grandma, I'd be like, this is such a sad story. I just was like, how could this woman of this job and this qualification, this experience,
dude, they've done this routine probably thousands of times, and every time someone goes, I think this is a scam, I'm hanging up, they go, okay, so they hang up at this point in the conversation. How do we fix that? And they just, their social engineering has got to just be through the roof. But I was gonna say also, just as a note, like deepfake videos and all that shit is coming out so soon. People are gonna be getting phone calls, like our parents will get phone calls with
from
our
us.
Voices being like, can you please transfer the $50,000 to this bank account? Like, I've been kidnapped.
That's like, why you need to make like safe words.
Safe word. That it's the word that only you
banana
guys
pudding.
Know.
Also, she works for The Cut.
The Cut. But she's the financial
columnist there.
Is it The Cut? I swear it was Bloomberg.
No, it says Charlotte
maybe
Powell,
it was just
a financial advice columnist for The Cut.
Well, they need to cut her off of that team.
It's hard to say like
what you would do.
Yeah, because I'm like, no
way. I could
see
you panicking.
Yeah, if you get a call and then you Google it and it says CIA headquarters Langley, Virginia.
Like, why are you calling me? Like, that's my thing. Like, your bank usually never calls you. The IRS will never call you.
That is, you're correct.
The calling part is part of the scam.
Yeah, never.
That's why I never even answer phone calls. Even if it's, like, from my bank, I don't believe that it's my bank.
100%.
They will find a way to contact me.
Yeah.
Even emails, too.
Yeah. Oh, you got to be concerned.
The emails are so funny.
They'll make it seem like people are logging into your PayPal account. You're about to get scammed. But if you look, the L is really like a one.
Yep.
And
never click any links. Just always go to the website itself.
Yeah.
Well, and if you look at who it's coming, always look at the email address.
But even still, the email address could be like at PayPal, but the L is really a one. So it looks like it's PayPal.com, but it's actually not.
Who knows, though? We're going to be like the next boomers, and we're going to be falling for all of these scams because we think we're so hip on the times.
When you have to like buy your Starbucks with the Roblox app or something, and like
Roblox?
I don't know how to use
this
shit.
Face ID.
There's going to be
what?
I could probably fall for something.
Roblox?
I don't even know what that is.
That's what I'm saying. You are so Roblox.
Isn't that like a game?
Yeah, it's like games kids play.
In Minecraft. Oh. Okay. Hey, gang.
Hey.
Here's my dilemma. So two of my friends and I started our own little book club, and for our first read, we're doing My Year of Rest and Relaxation.
Oh, nice.
By the way, highly recommend it, especially for you, Carly and Erin.
My year of rest and relaxation.
We deserve that. You're right. Anyways.
I have the
book. Is
this
a nonfiction book?
Yes.
No,
fiction.
Like a, kind of a memoir? I don't know. No, it's...
No, it's fake.
It's just fake. A completely made... Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think so.
Yeah, that's all I read. Anyways, we hang out about once a week, so decided to have our meetings whenever we hung out. Long story short, my friends didn't finish the reading by the time of our meeting, but no biggie. It kept happening, though, so I took it upon myself to just continue the book. I'm pretty much done with the book, and I haven't told them. Should I confess or just let them think I'm on the same page, literally, as them?
Matt,
am
did
I
you
the
write
asshole?
This?
No, I'm not. I know. Am I the asshole? I'd like your take since you're all in book clubs. Except Mike.
Oh. Ooh. Yikes.
Okay.
Wait, so she's asking if she should pretend that she read it?
That she didn't.
Like, to be like, ooh, I wonder what happens.
She didn't read it.
Yeah, because she's ahead, and they're all like, let's say they're all on chapter six. She finished the book. Should she participate as if she's on chapter six?
They're having book club meetings, like, halfway through the book?
Like, once a week, and I think they just chat about it.
Or they probably, like, read two chapters, and they discuss, like, every few chapters. Not everyone reads a full book.
Yeah.
I think you should... I mean, unless you're reading Infinite Jest, I can see, like, meeting, like, every...
Well, I think they're not, like, having, like, book club meetings. They'll just hang out at least once a week. So they're like, oh, we'll just, like, do little chats about where we're at in the book.
Yeah,
what would be wrong about her being like, oh, I actually read, like, a lot
no
more.
Idea.
You know what I mean?
Well, just be like, I already read it. You guys can talk, but I'll wait for the final discussion.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't even judge anybody in a, you fell in love with the book so much that you read ahead? You were really, like, on... Like, I don't... would never judge somebody for reading ahead.
But at the same time...
But you would be pissed if they were behind.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Stick with the group and
but
be
don't,
a part of
but
it.
But don't come into the group being like, when they're talking about it, like, oh, well, wait till you see what happens in chapter 10.
Do
like,
totally.
Don't be, oh, I read it and you guys don't know yet. Like,
that book isn't that big, though. I mean, it's probably like 300 to 400
pages. Matt, don't judge the speed of them reading.
Well, here we are, bullying me again.
Okay.
I'm entitled to my own opinion.
Okay.
No one is
I think you should change the structure of your... Well, I don't know.
You're bullying people for not reading as fast as you.
When I'm halfway, and I, because I'll always say, like, kind of where I'm at to make sure the group's kind of held accountable, at least Connor and I do. And sometimes Connor and I, if we realize we're ahead, me and Connor will go have separate private conversations about the book.
But that's the way you do it.
Yeah. Well, I'm just offering a little bit of advice.
A little extra dugistus meetings with the ahead crew. Okay.
I also feel like if I was ahead and I was pretending not to be ahead, I would accidentally, like,
spoil
something because I would not remember, like, what I have read.
She killed herself at the end.
You know? Yeah.
Sorry. Did you just spoil that actual book?
No, I don't know.
Oh, thank God.
Hopefully not.
For the
horrible
club. Yeesh. I don't know. It was only a year of rest and relaxation.
I kind of like the idea of a weekly book club, and you read a couple chapters, and...
It's more on pace, I feel like.
Yeah.
Just because you're...
Versus, like, oh, we have to read the whole book in a week? Or two
That's
weeks.
That's a lot. Yeah. We get, well, when we do it, it's like a month.
Yeah. We do like a book a month.
Yeah. But they're doing it like chapter by chapter, which I kind of think is fun because then it's like, it's almost like watching a TV series together. It's
well,
like.
In like our group chats, we'll like text and you can do like the invisible ink.
Oh, that
so it's
is
like,
my favorite feature.
So you can like say on page whatever. And so then when people finally get there, you can like
That's the
undo it.
Best way to tell jokes via text too.
Yeah.
Because normally like if you have a punchline, then that's the latest text that they see.
Yeah.
So you ruin the joke. But when you send a joke, send the punchline with the invisible ink. Oh, it hits every time.
Yeah, it does.
One of my favorite inventions.
That's a good call.
I feel like, does anybody else do that? Did I just come up with that?
No.
You're very good at doing it. I just don't think I
like
it.
I feel like I get you a lot
with
that.
I love it. I love it. You're the king of invisible ink.
Punchlines.
Punchlines.
Inky. Okay. Am I the asshole for not reaching out to my grandmother?
Ooh.
Mima, technically, LOL.
Mima?
Mima. M-E-M-A. Mima?
Mama Mima?
She licked my fingers when I was nine.
Yeah. These nanas. So Christmas Day 2023, we had planned for me to go to my dad's house for Christmas Day. My grandmother lives there too. Come the day of, I found out I was exposed to COVID from another family member who flew to town for the holidays. I wasn't showing symptoms yet. I later tested positive and got very sick. But the tea here is that I called my family to let them know I'm not sure coming for Christmas was a good idea. I was exposed to positive COVID. And if I did come, I should wear a mask and stay far from everyone else. This was the best I could offer, really. With no answer to this question, I showed up late, Christmas gifts wrapped in hand, masked and sanitized, with the underlying feeling people were mad with me for some reason. I walk inside to find them in their bedrooms. Presents were already done amongst everyone, except my small plate of wrapped pile of wrapped presents in the corner of the room. My grandmother did not even speak to me and showed anger towards me saying hello to her. I ended up leaving the house and leaving the wrapped gifts for everyone I brought and the gifts that were meant for me. Fast forward to March 12th, 2024. We still haven't spoken and she refuses to speak to me because I ruined Christmas? Am I the asshole for not reaching out to my grandmother to figure things out slash or be the bigger person?
Oof. This is complicated.
I think...
Well, it's not... sounds like you have a really tough, like, just boomer-ass, like, grandma.
Can I recap this quickly?
Sure.
This girl got COVID. Her grandma came. She didn't want to get her grandma sick, so she hid in the other room. They didn't talk, and the grandma's like, what the fuck?
No, she came to Christmas.
So what? Where did this beef start?
She was, like, masked up and stuff.
I think that...
like, where's the beef?
I don't know if... Like, this is what's confusing to me and where I feel like you should have had a conversation to get clarification. I don't know if they're mad that she came because she had COVID or if they're mad that she didn't come even though she had COVID.
Yeah.
There's no real clarity here.
Or was they just annoyed she was, like, wearing a mask and shit?
No, because they were all done with Christmas by the time that she showed up anyway.
Oh, okay.
Communication is key for everything. Yes. So you just need to, whatever it is, speak it out.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I'm assuming they're upset with her for, like, taking COVID seriously. That's what it seems like.
Yeah.
I get that vibe.
Right? Me too.
Like,
why didn't you come to Christmas?
Yeah, like,
That is a more of a boomer mentality versus like, I can't believe you would endanger your grandma like that.
Especially because no one texted her back.
I mean,
when she told them and was like, is it still okay if I come? No one said anything. So then she just, you know, masked up.
Well, I guess,
and then when she got there, they were already done with Christmas. So they were essentially like, well, fuck her.
Maybe they were like, yeah, don't come.
But they didn't tell her that.
I know. Like, it sucks that they didn't say anything. So at least she would have an idea if...
And she still hasn't talked. Does she...
Have you asked anyone?
You should sit down and just ask your meemaw. Like, meemaw, are you mad at me?
Yeah.
Does this have to deal with Christmas? Because we can talk about that, meemaw.
Totally. Like, she's your meemaw.
You have to have that conversation. Yeah. She's going to be all stubborn and passive aggressive. Prepare yourself for the worst.
Yeah.
But just be like, well, you know, I'm your granddaughter. I love you so much. I want us to have an open conversation. And it doesn't make me feel good when you're being cold to me, meemaw.
I didn't want to potentially kill you, meemaw.
Yeah.
Because I love you.
Do you understand that, meemaw? Meemaw?
Oh God, Meemaw? Meemaw, come back to us.
Yeah, she might not have much longer.
Meemaw.
No. I killed her.
But I don't know. Don't be scared. How old is she, this girl? We don't know.
No idea.
So, she's an adult. You don't need to be that scared of your grandparents, and I think it's important to have conversations with them.
Or just come in coughing up a storm, hacking up a lung, shake her hand. Grandma, how you doing? Good
Grandma,
to see you.
Grandma, will you be okay?
No, so, like, don't
I have
do that.
COVID now, but I thought you didn't care.
Yeah.
And then give her a nice little smooch on her little lippies.
Oh, boy.
So bear with me. My name is Jasmine. I'm a 27-year-old woman from Chihuahua, Mexico. She slash her. I always love flying and then seeing Chihuahua on the map.
Me too.
It's so cute.
Rich. I've never seen that.
You've never seen Chihuahua, Mexico?
You say rich?
No.
When you fly on the plane and there's the map. You don't have to fly over
it. No, it's just like on the map.
Guadalajara. Like, it's a Mexico.
Oh, I thought you meant flying over it.
Well, just hold on. When you're flying on a plane, do you not go on the map and kind of just, like, go around and see what's around you?
Chihuahua's always really big, too.
Yeah.
Like, you don't even need to zoom in.
Hmm.
And I remember, I was like... I didn't know that was
Aaron
the place.
Aaron didn't look at the map, though.
That's my favorite screen to have up on. That's just the map with the altitude. And
but you don't sometimes watch a movie?
I can't have it on the whole
time.
I watch
my devices because I download
stuff.
Yeah,
I have stuff on my iPad, and then I have the second screen with the
flight
information.
That drives me crazy, though, seeing how much more we have to do.
I know.
I can't. I have to, you know, it's like not looking at the clock, and then time goes by faster, not looking at the path of the plane.
It's like
time of the flight will go by faster.
You got to get on one of those Delta flights I was on that has all the little fun facts every time you fly over
I just
something.
Took Delta. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I like, but they don't have it on all the flights. It's only been on that one.
Yeah, I would love that.
I'm always checking the altitude, seeing if the pilot's doing a good job. Like, oh, we dropped 300 feet just now. Is everything okay out there?
Temperature, I'm like, -45.
Yeah,
burn.
That's also.
Yeah, I'm like, how?
I know.
So if I'm on this Boeing and the door does come off, like, it's going to be so cold.
Even more cold.
Buckle up, baby.
Okay. My niece is having her quinceañera in July, and she wanted me to be her godmother for the church ceremony that takes place that day. Initially, I agreed because I love her so much and I want to be a part of her day as much as I can. When I was a kid, my mom made sure I was baptized and had my first communion, which are two of the three requirements for being someone's godmother. The only thing that was left to do is confirmation, and basically what the word says, a ceremony in which you confirm your faith in God. At the beginning, I didn't have a problem because I thought at most it would only be a couple of talks at church and one mass at the end. But when I began research on what I had to do, I was wrong. It's every Saturday for 8 weeks, 3 hours each. Honestly, that seems short.
Every Saturday for 8 weeks?
Yes.
For 3 hours?
For confirmation, yeah. It's pretty serious.
No.
You get paid?
Who knows why? No.
What's the hourly rate
but
for
this
that?
This is like doing like... shul or
no, I'm you know, I'm being funny.
It's probably okay. Better this than what we had to go through.
Confirmation in the
Catholic.
Is it catered?
Though.
Like,
no.
That was the one thing I didn't do, is I didn't get confirmed.
I did.
I
bitch.
You did.
You
wow.
Went, so you did this every Saturday for three?
No, Sundays. We would go to Sunday school, and then you have to do like, you had to do all of it. Like, first communion, there's all the like,
the reconciliation, things. First communion, reconciliation, and then
Reliant K.
I wish. Yeah, confirmation, that fucking sucked.
Okay.
I actually think we had to do it on, like, Wednesdays.
Yeah, there's, like, Wednesday
yeah,
night.
That's usually when we would
do CCD. Stupid.
Now it's just an email. Confirmed.
Yeah.
Party full.
Now, here's the problem. I've been an atheist since I was 13. I was willing to do the confirmation.
Sounds like a problem.
When, what?
Sounds like a problem.
Yeah. When I thought it was something short and simple, because I don't believe in any of that, and it seems like not a big deal, just, like, just a little faking and I would be ready. But when I found out the time that I would have to spend in church listening to nonsense, I was shocked and very reluctant. Sorry. My family has known that I'm an atheist, and even though they are Catholic, they haven't judged me for my beliefs / non-beliefs, at least seriously. But this time, everyone thought I was exaggerating, that 8 Saturdays and 24 hours of listening to the Word of God was not a big deal, but I had to disagree. I literally am against most of religious teachings, and what at the beginning seemed like a short amount of pain in exchange of my niece's happiness now looks like all-out torture. So I have decided not to do it. But now my sister is extremely mad at me and my niece is disappointed. Am I the asshole for not putting on a brave face and going through it?
No, I don't think so.
No. I kind of disagree.
What?
Like, you kind
of... I think you should have to put yourself through that if you're not...
Well, if you explain, like, hey, I don't actually believe in this, do you still want me to do it? And they say yes, then it's like, you kind of got to do it, is my view, because it's more of just the commitment to them, not the commitment to, like, something you don't believe in.
And the respect, I guess.
Yeah, of like, and you already said you were going to do it, so it sounds to me like...
Hold on. Sorry, I'm just confused. Why does she have to get confirmed?
Because for the baptism, if she wants to be the godmother in the ceremony of the baptism.
No, it's for her quinceañera.
Oh, the quinceañera, sorry.
To go to it? You have to be confirmed?
She just wants...
She has to play.
No, just
it.
Be her godmother.
Yeah.
I don't.
I think if she communicates to the family, like,
I
guys,
kind of
I think
agree
this
with
is...
you. Like, if you really want to be a godmother, but you don't, like, if you're open about it, like, I don't believe in this, but if you want me to do it, I'll do it. But
I think it's crazy to be like, you have to go
if she...
do all of this for 8 weeks, 3 hours. You have to give up 8 weeks of your life.
And she expressed deeply how much she just does not believe in, like, biblical readings and teachings and all of that. Yo, then just don't do it and accept that you're not the godmother.
Like, that's the point. It's like, if you want to be the godmother, then it's not your decision to decide, like, this is what I'm going to do or what I'm not going to do. It's like, it's her decision. If you want to participate, participate. If not, don't expect to get the results.
I don't think that she's expecting that. I think she's just asking, like, I don't want to do that. Would I be a jerk if I didn't?
Oh, so you're saying she would just give up the whole thing?
Yeah, she said I decided not to do it.
Oh, so she already decided.
Is she the asshole for not doing it? Well, is there...
No, I don't think she's the asshole for not doing it.
No, yeah. If you don't want to do it anymore, I guess that's fine. But, like, it does feel like a big commitment to also say yes to and then pull out of.
Well, like, but she also didn't know that she had to do all of that stuff.
Oh, she just thought it was, like...
Yeah, like you'd have to do like
a paper
little,
one day.
Totally.
Yeah, then that's fair.
I think
even
yeah.
if it has nothing to do with their religious thing, like if you're like, hey, can you come sign a couple papers? Actually, it's, you know, 40 hours of service over the next 2 months, every Saturday and Sunday. Like
imagine if someone asked you to be a godfather and you were like, you're Jewish, but they're like, you have to go to Catholic blah 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 every Saturday. For
yeah, or it's
eight
like
weeks,
it's like, hey, can you watch my dog? And it's like, okay, before you can watch my dog, you actually have to go to like 8 weeks of training camp
right.
in order to
yeah.
watch my dog.
No, exactly.
That's where I'm like, you know what? That's the part of it where
it's
maybe
too much.
Not. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like less about the religious thing, more just about the time commitment. That's insane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think it like both are kind of
yeah, it probably sucks for her because she's just like, damn, I really wanted my aunt to be the
yeah.
godmother.
But you know, it'll be okay.
It'll be okay.
God will forgive you.
You're still the aunt.
I didn't know yeah. you had to do all
sometimes
that.
Sometimes I think godmother should be, I don't know.
Anytime I think of godmother, I think of like fairy wings and a wand.
Like a fairy god.
I'm wondering if it's
but
the same.
I always think like godmother should be someone that isn't like related to you, but like your parents' good friend that like.
That's what I always thought it was. But then I found out I didn't have any.
Is there a legal determination for what it is?
Sometimes people think that like your godmother, if something were to happen to your parents, that they'd be the person to take care of you.
Yeah, yeah,
that's,
yeah.
But,
okay. But
sometimes
legal,
it's not
like,
true.
Legally
that's,
speaking?
Like legally though, like if my parents, or when I was a kid, my parents would say like if something happened, you would go live with your aunt and uncle
now.
That we
you have
know.
To go live with your aunt and uncle now.
But we'd be, I think we'd be part of that family like a little bit more.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
would be like.
Are you still friendly with that family?
Yeah, absolutely.
How did their kids turn out?
They're great. Oh my gosh, they're fantastic.
Yeah. So you'd, that's be, good. You'd be just as good.
Yeah.
But my godmother is like my mom's childhood friend.
Okay.
Like her best friend.
Hmm.
But I wouldn't have lived with them. But I do think like godmother, like old school wise, is like someone.
Is there godfather too?
Yeah.
Do they have to be the same couple?
Like,
could you have a godmother from one family and a godmother from a different family?
Yeah. People That's do that all the time.
Yeah. I think so.
So then how does it work if your parents die? Who do you live with?
Have you never seen that movie with Katherine Heigl?
Usually you probably go
I don't think anybody's seen that movie with Katherine Heigl.
Actually, I bet a lot of people have.
Which movie?
So
Wish Upon a Star?
No, it's her and Fergie's ex-husband.
Oh.
And they're the both baby? The godparents. But they are not together. They are just like each other's, like both of the parents who died, they're friends. And then they wind up like falling in love.
I was just going to say. And then they fall in love.
Yeah. But they hated each other and they had to godparent the baby together.
Interesting.
So maybe you should go home and watch it. It's a pretty good fucking movie.
I wonder, I always think about like an actress like Katherine Heigl or like some like not A-list, super famous, like super big actor or actress. Is there someone who's like, oh, Katherine Heigl is my favorite actress of all time? Like, I've seen everything she's done.
I
just like, I run the Reddit for her. I'm a fan. Like,
absolutely.
For every single actor, disliked. You think there's one?
Oh.
It depends on certain scales of actors and actresses. Yeah, I do think so.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, obviously, the biggest names, Brad Pitt, Leo, George Clooney, sure. I'm saying
Katherine Heigl,
like,
that
does
level?
She have like a, is there like, how many people?
Yes, there's enough rom coms out there. Of Katherine Heigl, where for sure some girl out there is like, I'm obsessed
is
with her.
Is it just one? Like, how many people
there
on
are
planet
Reddit,
Earth?
Oh, I bet you, how many Facebook groups like, I love Katherine Heigl? There's probably at least two or three out there.
With like a couple thousand. Hundred people in it?
Yes. Yes.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I mean.
For Bradley Whitford, I don't know, but I want to be a member.
I love him.
Bradley Whitford.
Or Annette Bening. Like, I've not found enough like Annette Bening fans.
Yeah.
Like,
did you watch the new thing, Apple Falls?
I watched the first episode because we got invited
to
the screening.
Event. Yeah.
I loved it. Patricia finished the whole thing without me.
Oh.
And she said it was okay.
Okay.
So I finished The Curse though, dude.
Good.
We'll talk about it after. Oh, you didn't like it?
It's just like,
I didn't
it was
like
a masterpiece,
it
but it was so agonizing to watch.
I
just I
think
don't
it's a
like,
good summary.
Yeah.
You finished it, Aaron?
No, I had to stop watching.
Oh, but that's...
But Emma
no,
Stone
then
is phenomenal.
TJ finished it and he was like, it's good that you stopped.
Yeah. Patricia, every time I had it on, was like, what the fuck is
it's
this?
It's so... I love it. I want to watch it again.
Well, I want to see it now. I'm curious.
Oh, okay.
I don't like...
Different strokes for different folks.
Kathy Higgs. Am I the asshole for being too honest with my fiance's best friend's wife?
Okay.
I, 25 female, and my fiance, 29 male, decided to invite our friends for dinner to celebrate our recent engagement. We decided to have it at a local bar. All of his friends live in town, but only one of my friends lives close by, 40 minutes away. So it was his three closest friends and one of my friends. Two of his friends brought their significant others. Let's call them Patty and Carol.
Okay.
Are they 54?
Yeah. It's my grandma's name. Wife's name.
I only hang out with them if it's on a double date, party, or the guys are doing something that we don't want to. Okay. Never do we make plans to hang out one-on-one like regular friends do. I thought everything was going great until we started talking about how my fiance and I wanted to do a joint bachelorette bachelor party in Vegas. I invited Patty and Carol since their significant others would be going. Patty said that if she went, she would be sleeping with her boyfriend and not with me and my friends. Carol agreed with her. I got annoyed and told them that defeats the purpose of the bachelor party since it would be unfair to my fiance to not spend room with her friends. I don't know what that sentence means. I was a few shots of tequila in and told them that I was only being nice by inviting them since none of my friends were bringing their significant others. I guess I repeated it a few times too many and Carol got offended. Was I too harsh with my words? Am I the poo-poo hole?
The poo-poo hole.
So what I'm gathering from this story is she was out with her fiance's friends. They brought their significant others. She hangs out with them all the time when they're all in a group together. And she invited them on the bachelor, bachelorette conjoined party. And the girls were like, well, we're going to sleep with our partners. And she was like, well, that's unfair to my fiance because, like, he didn't invite you and he should be spending time with his friends.
Oh,
and I guess it also, I've done joint bachelor, bachelorette parties before, but it's been like Vegas. And so you get a hotel room with your, I don't know what the logistics of what's the stay. Is this all in the same house, but boys and girls are separate in different rooms?
That's right.
This
point.
Is like everyone goes to the lake. There's one lake house and you guys have the other lake house, boys, girls. I don't know the logistics of what the setup is. If you guys are all in the same house, I think that's a little silly. I think it's, though, kind of weird if it's like two spots.
Oh, no, I feel like they're probably in separate.
I think so, too. It's like when yours, TJ stayed at a house close by.
We had two separate houses.
Yeah. And
boys,
the girls stayed in the,
Yeah.
Okay, well, then if that's the case... Yeah, keep them separate. It'd just be like, well, wouldn't you feel kind of weird that like all the guys and you come over every night while they're all up partying? That kind of defeats the purpose.
Is this a couple doing this or someone who's not the main couple?
The non-main couple.
And this is her husband's, this is her fiance's friend's significant other, right? She should talk to her fiance to talk to his friend, who's his girlfriend, to be like, can you tell her that we think that they should be separate? She got to do some...
Yeah.
She needs to do some more backdoor maneuvering if you want this
vision to go
down. I
don't know if she's
got...
I think she was
just
asking, like, was her, like, bringing it up being annoying in the moment?
No, you just
I
met
don't
her.
Think so.
Yeah, that's...
Because it's true. It's like, the guys are having a good time. Like,
don't...
Like, it's... And stay with the girls. Like, have fun.
I think she's just
you're
nervous
with your guy
because
every night.
It's her bachelorette coming up and she's just, like, a little frazzled. I think you're overlooking into it. You're overthinking it. It's also your bachelorette party. You get to set the rules.
Yeah.
She should respect it.
There you go.
When the time finally comes. You're probably months in advance before that bachelorette's going to happen. You have plenty of time to, like, even when you put out the invite, you keep it clear. Boys are going to be in this house. Girls are going to be in this house. That's what the way of it is, everyone.
Yeah, I mean, when we planned it, I didn't talk to the boys at all.
It was just unspoken that everyone knew that was the plan.
But also it wasn't like his groomsmen weren't like their girlfriends were Aaron's.
Yeah.
And so it was like kind of different, but still.
But even if they were, like if I invited them, they would have been like, no, we're staying with you.
Yeah, of course.
I think that's very weird to have someone invite you to their trip and then you're like, well, I'm going to go sleep with my boyfriend.
Sounds like a pick me girl, if you ask me.
It's very weird. It sounds like you don't trust your man.
I'm going to go
in Vegas.
I'm going to go play poker and smoke cigars with the boys. Later, girls.
Love being with the boys. Girls are too dramatic.
Yeah. Oh, the girls in the other cabin are just too much.
Just drama. You guys are so chill. The men are chill.
Men are so chill.
All right. Well, thank you so much for writing in your Am I the Asshole? So feel free to write in more, too. We can do more episodes.
Yeah,
I think it's fun because it's you guys, which makes it so weird
me. Yeah, actual people that listen to this and watch.
Because when we read them from Reddit, it's usually like
we also
no problem tearing someone apart. But then I'm like, oh.
Did you guys get the notification? It was like your episode is limited ads because of the sexual content. And I immediately was like, no, it's not sexual. It's just because the title is Are You the A-Hole? Or it was like reviewing your Am I the A-Hole?
Am I the meanie?
Yeah.
And it was like, well, after review.
I was like, no, it's just a Reddit thread. Yeah. I promise it's not bad at all. And like within 10 minutes, they were like, okay, you're fine.
Yeah.
Okay. But it's fine.
When I upload OnlyFriends, every time there's like a yellow money sign, yeah, and I always review
it.
And
yeah,
it normally goes to green. Yeah. But we do curse a lot, so.
It's within the first 10 minutes they don't want you to curse. And then
that's
also.
That's just never going to happen.
They just can't happen.
All right, we'll see you next week, everybody. Right. Thanks for
toodaloo
watching.
Bye. Bye.